Thank you. And this is Patriots Day, September 11th. So I thought maybe today I would feature something kind of patriotic as we're in this period where we're going to be celebrating our 250th birthday of the USA. So that's what we'll have today on The Good Stuff. First of all, a reminder about the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board. They're inviting you to come visit us this fall in the Valentine, Nebraska area. We still have some museums that are open here for a bit. Also, want to remind you about the Cowboy Fast Draw, Sparks Nebraska Spurs, having a three-day shoot the 19th through the 21st of this month. So check that one out as well. And maybe a fall upland bird hunting, turkey, deer hunting, any of those kind of things. Or it's not too early to start thinking about planning an ice fishing excursion. It's all at visitvalentine.com.
Let's talk about Tri-State Livestock News. They're not the colorful, fancy, full-color magazine type, you know. They're pretty down-to-earth, providing you with the latest in agriculture news. And you know what? Those who read it appreciate it.
Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. Something today for Patriots Day on September 11th from Tony Bullitt, who'd sent this in to Jim a while back. And it's simply called The Sack Lunches. I put my carry-on in the luggage compartment and sat down in my assigned seat. It was going to be a long flight. I'm glad that I have a good book to read. Perhaps I'll get a short nap, I thought. Just before takeoff, a line of soldiers came down the aisle and filled all the vacant seats, totally surrounding me. I decided to start a conversation. "Where are you headed?" I asked the soldier seated nearest to me. "Chicago, to Great Lakes Base. We'll be there for 2 weeks for special training, and then we're being deployed to Iraq." After flying for about an hour, an announcement was made that sack lunches were available for $5, and it would be several hours before we would reach Chicago, and I quickly decided a lunch would help pass the time. As I reached for my wallet, I overheard soldiers ask his buddy if he planned to buy lunch. "No, that seems like a lot of money for just a sack lunch. Probably wouldn't be worth $5. I'll wait till we get to Chicago." And his friend agreed. I looked around at the other soldiers. None were buying lunch. I walked to the back of the plane and handed the flight attendant a $50 bill. "Take a lunch to all of those soldiers." She grabbed my arms and squeezed tightly. Her eyes wet with tears. She thanked me. "My son was a soldier in Iraq. It's almost like you're doing it for him." Picking up 10 sacks, she headed up the aisle to where the soldiers were seated. She stopped at my seat and asked, "Which do you like best, beef or chicken?" "Chicken," I replied, wondering why she asked. She turned and went to the front of the plane, returning a minute later with a dinner plate from first class. "This is your thanks." After we finished eating, I went again to the back of the plane, heading for the restroom. A man stopped me. "I saw what you did. I want to be part of it. Here, take this." And he handed me $25. Soon after I returned to my seat, I saw the flight captain coming down the aisle, looking at the seat numbers as he walked. I hoped he was not looking for me, but noticed that he was looking at the numbers only on my side of the plane. When he got to my row, he stopped, smiled, held out his hand, and said, "I want to shake your hand." Quickly unfastening my seatbelt, I stood and took the captain's hand. With a booming voice, he said, "I was a soldier and a military pilot. Once someone bought me a lunch. It was an act of kindness I never forgot." I was embarrassed when applause was heard from all of the passengers. Later, I walked to the front of the plane so that I could stretch my legs. A man who was seated about six rows in front of me reached out his hand, wanting to shake mine. He left another $25 in my palm. When we landed in Chicago, I gathered my belongings and started to deplane. Waiting just inside the airplane door was a man who stopped me, put something in my shirt pocket, turned, and walked away without saying a word. Another $25. Upon entering the terminal, I saw the soldiers gathering for their trip to the base. I walked over to them and handed them the $75. "It will take you some time to reach the base. It'll be about time for a sandwich. God bless you." 10 young men left that flight, feeling the love and respect of their fellow travelers. As I walked briskly to my car, I whispered a prayer for their safe return. These soldiers were giving their all for our country. I could only give them a couple of meals. So it seemed so little. A veteran is someone who at one point in his life wrote a blank check made payable to the United States of America and for an amount of up to and including my life. That is honor, and there are way too many people in this country who no longer understand it. So, something today on The Good Stuff called The Sack Lunches. And Tony Bullitt, thanks for sending that in to The Good Stuff.